This podcast is brought to you by Cross Catholic Outreach. Last year, Cross Catholic Outreach provided over 30 million meals to families in need around the world. Join us in our global effort to reduce material and spiritual poverty. Learn more at crosscatholic.org/bless.
Finding someone on an online Catholic dating site shouldn't be like shopping for a blender. So why do most dating sites leave you feeling like you're shopping for a spouse? At Catholic Singles, we connect members through our unique user polls and activities, which help you discover other members and their personalities and interests. Because you're a person, not a profile picture. So stop shopping and start discerning. Trust your love story to the original Catholic dating site and use the promo code REDBOX at checkout for 20% off at CatholicSingles.com.
Ah, the living word, the daily readings. God is speaking to us. He is telling us exactly what is going on. And all too often, I think we rely on ourselves to figure it out. We rely on ourselves to live the world. And sometimes we're just a little vain and think, you know what, we got this. And we forget. We forget that we are not wise. And that we truly need God's wisdom. This is what happened in today's reading, 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 18 through 23. Brothers and sisters, let no one deceive himself. If anyone among you considers himself wise in this age, let him become a fool so as to become wise. For the wisdom of this world is foolishness in the eyes of God. For it is written, God catches the wise in their own ruses. And again it is written, the Lord knows the thoughts of the wise, that they are vain. So let no one boast about human beings, for everything belongs to you. Paul, or Apollos, or Cephas, or the world, or life, or death, or the present, or the future. All belong to you, and you to Christ, and Christ to God. And then, of course, the psalm, to the Lord belongs the earth. Funny, I just had a notification pop in on my computer screen here, and it blocked the rest. To the Lord belongs the earth, and all that fills it. The Lord, everything belongs to Him, and all that fills it, that's you and me. You and me, my brothers and sisters. Okay, and then of course the Gospel, Luke chapter 5, verse 1 through 11, is basically the story of Jesus basically teaching the crowd, and then he goes into the boat because the crowd is so big. And then after he's done, he tells Peter to go cast the net and catch fish. Of course, Peter's like, dude, we've been out here all night. We haven't caught a thing, but we will do as you command. And then, of course, they catch a great number of fish. Their nets were tearing. And Peter just fell at his knees at Jesus' feet and said, depart from me, Lord, for I am a sinful man. And Jesus looks down to Simon with love. Do not be afraid. From now on, you will be catching men. So how does all of this tie together? First of all, humility is attractive. There's something amazing when you receive that beautiful gift of humility, and we have to work at it a lot, because if we don't, we become filled with pride. And very often that is the least sin that people confess, pride. Because sometimes we don't even know that we're being prideful. So how do you engage in that humility every single moment, every day? And how do you attract people to humility? Because humility is not weakness. It's not. It's giving credit where credit is due. So in the beginning of my journey, if you will, I was not humble. I thought, filled with my own pride, that I had the power and the will to change my sinful ways, only to be filled with humility every time I went to confession after I fell over and over and over again. It wasn't until I realized that humility, which is the base of all virtues, everything is based on humility. You don't have humility, you're not going to really be too successful at the other virtues. Because once you humble yourself and realize that everything in your life, everything that you are, every blessing that you have received is not because of you. It's because God has given it to you. That is why glorifying God is very attractive, and humility is attractive, because when people pay you a compliment, you don't take it on your own. You appreciate that compliment, but you offer it to God, and you say, look, it's not me. It's God. It's truly God that I must thank, or that I will take your thanking me for something or appreciating me for something, and I'm going to offer it to God because it's truly Him. It's Him who has put His love and His heart in me. It is Him who has transformed me. It is the Lord who has been everything to me and done everything in my life, in me and through me to others. So that's what fishing men is all about. You don't have to think and be wise and figure out how do I go evangelize. It's really quite simple. Glorifying God and offering God all of our thanks and praise to those around you is unique. It is different. It's humbling ourselves and giving credit where credit is due. Just as the Psalms say, the Lord belongs, to the Lord belongs the earth and all that fills it. Everything we have is because of God's blessing and love. Everything from your running water, your indoor plumbing, your food, your jobs, your vocation, your children, your health, your illness. Yes, sometimes we have to look at those trials and those struggles in our lives as blessings too, because God is doing something with that. He's either sanctifying you and allowing you to challenge yourself not to have self-pity or be angry at God, but to appreciate what's happening around. Let's say it's illness. Let's say someone in your family is ill. Well, what is that doing to you? Are you actually appreciating your family more because of the illness? Because you're realizing that life is short? Maybe you're more loving and caring. Or maybe you're praying more and calling on God's mercy. Maybe you are trusting that God has a plan here. And even if He does cause the illness, not cause the illness, but allow the illness to get worse, or maybe even to death, it was for the best for that person or for those around that person. It's a crazy thing to think about. I think about St. Rita. St. Rita had a couple of kids who were so angry, they were going to commit murder because her husband, their father, was killed. And she prayed to God, you know what, would you take their lives instead of having them commit this horrific mortal sin? In some cases, maybe death is protecting them from more harm. That's a crazy example, but we don't know God's bigger plan and how He's sanctifying us and perhaps through us, having others see the way that we deal with trials and the way that we deal with tribulation in our lives. God's got the wisdom. We don't. we need to kind of look at ourselves and be fools. Become a fool so as to become wise. And let the Lord be center in our lives. Let's thank Him and praise Him all day, every day. The more you praise Him, the more you thank Him, the more you see His blessings in your life, the more you are going to realize, oh my gosh, God, you are amazing. You have done so many incredible things in my life, and then you're just going to ooze that joy out. And the more that you humble yourself and give Him all the credit, the more you're going to evangelize and not even know it, because people are going to be attracted to it. The world doesn't quite look at life the way that those who are filled with faith do. They think it's all because of me, myself, and I, and they're filled with their own vain, right? I did it. They're conceited. They're self-centered. But someone who is faith-filled, someone who is humble, gives that glory to God. Let's do that today, all day. I spoke on a video yesterday. You can check it out on my YouTube channel. Always and everywhere to give you thanks, O Lord, Almighty God. We are called. It is right and just. It is our duty and our salvation to always and everywhere give you thanks. And the more thanks that you give God, the more joy is filled in your heart. And the more you can ooze that out and be the light to this dark world that needs it so much. I love you all. Go be the light. Go be thankful. And give God the glory. Have a blessed and inspired day.
Looking for a way to build daily prayer discipline? Seen the rise in mindfulness meditation, but not sure if it is possible to meditate in a way that's consistent with your Catholic faith? Just looking for a way to breathe new life into your existing prayer routine? No matter what you're looking for, Hollow is here to help. Hollow is a Catholic prayer and meditation app that helps users deepen their relationship with God through audio-guided contemplative prayer sessions. From meditations on the daily gospel, to the rosary, to daily examines, Hollow has something for everyone. Hollow is the number one Catholic app in the U.S. It is free to download and has permanently free content, but you can also check out all of the premium sessions for 30 days, risk-free, by signing up at www.hollow.app/breadbox.